Nice little lunchtime treat.
What's in late and
I
live?
enjoy it. Yeah, like, because, we record it. We record this while that's on. So it's a nice little afternoon treat.
Get a bloody job. Get a job.
Oh, good
Get
series
a
so far,
life.
though. Look, how dare you? How dare you?
Right, good at episode three.
Yeah, in the bag, in the can, as
Let's
they say.
dissect it all. Let's unload it all, unpack it, and box it all
Load the
back up again.
titles. Run the titles.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris, a Gaydio original podcast.
Right then, here's your third dose, daily dose of Fancy Another Pod as we cover Celebrity Big Brother as it returns to ITV1. I'm going to rip
And I
the band-aid
feel.
off.
Go on.
These people
Rip
they've
it.
got in, I want to see them interacting, having fun. I feel like we're just getting loads of clips of them revealing all the stuff everyone had
Look,
anticipated they'd leak for the headlines.
I think cracks are starting to show. I see it. I see it. Little clack cracks.
Go on.
But I see it. I think, well, Ekin is like making best friends with everyone. It's only going to be a matter of time before someone sees what she's doing. Because today was the first episode three, was the first time I saw her, like, it felt like a game. Yes, I know I was saying it yesterday. She's making everyone a bestie. But today it did feel like a bit of a game.
So when she was
I
in
was
Love
like, oh.
Island, there was an air of Ekin-Su that I just thought was really, really false. But as time goes on, you learn to lean in. Like, she is a little bit chaotic. I think her base personality is like a little bit of chaos and a bit demonic. I love it.
You
So
know
I
what you're gonna
think,
love?
go on.
I am warming to David. I am. It's
Okay,
happened.
because I'm
That
cooling towards him.
tat.
I know, I know. Go on,
You
tell me
not
why you
like
warm
him?
him. Tell me why you warm him.
Well, I thought the task, that was a very good opportunity for people to be like fake and play up to the cameras, but it really came across as genuine. And I was
Whereas I
like, as a
see it,
big girl myself.
the other way, I think he said a lot within 48 hours of being in the house about this is what you get. I'm not performative, I'm not trying to play up. And then in the next breath, we're
See, I don't
seeing.
think he was, though. I don't think he was. I thought that was all genuine. I thought
Maybe
that
I'm
was
just a bit
him.
grumpy. Maybe it's because I've been up since 5:30 this morning because my dog's been being
Oh,
sick.
here we go. Here we
Maybe
bloody
that's the.
go.
It's always
It's always
something, isn't
something. You always want to make the press the next morning, don't you? It's always something with you.
it? But what I do think is, I'm excited to see David's journey in there. I almost can't believe that he's not been in already. I feel like David is the kind of celebrity that would have been in the Celebrity Big Brother house way back in the Channel 5 era. And I'm so shocked that
Well,
not.
let me tell you a little bit of goss.
Go on.
The other night on Late in Life, the first Late in Life, they had the housemates, family and friends in. Ellie was in for David. She couldn't stop talking on Late in Life. A little bit iconic. But she was a housemate in Big Brother a couple of years ago, about 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, was she on like one of the last couple of series on Channel
Yeah, Channel
5?
5 one. Yeah. So it kind of has a bit of Big Brother history there.
I'm just surprised. I just feel like he's of such the Channel 5 era of Celebrity Big Brother. I'm a little bit concerned about Fern empathizing with our Gaza, who
Look.
the finessence is coming to an end quite
Okay,
rapidly.
look, I just don't. Act one is over. I just don't understand why Gary would say with his full chest, "Yeah, I'm a Tory and I support Donald Trump." Are you okay in this climate?
So, just some people are like that.
Just
Some
keep it
people are
shut.
like
Shut
enough.
up.
I actually think Fern actually displayed there as much as I said that I'm worried about her. I think she displayed good humanity, and being a good person. She's obviously seen someone in front of a whole room, no matter what side of the political coin you might fall,
Look,
being
she's
targeted.
had
That's quite
that
warm.
good ITV press training. She knows what she's doing. She knows how to ask the questions. She knows how to avoid certain topics of conversation. She said she was a Tory without saying she was a Tory. Come on.
But look at us. We fell in love with, you know, quite a few Tories in the latest series of...
Not me. Oh, well, yeah, fair enough. Fair.
You could have waited to get a selfie with Jordan and Henry. You wanted to be part of that. You wanted to be part of that Tory suit. You were the Tory crouton. Admit it.
Look. Fair enough. Fair enough. You've got me there, gal. You've got me there. We need to talk about Sharon
Tory
and
crouton.
The tasks coming to
Tory bloody crouton.
Stop it. I don't want to get a flipping meme made out of me now. Darn Times is listening to this and getting my picture on a crouton right now in a bowl of soup.
Let's not tell Sean about what we said. I hope that Sean hears and that this is picked up on in the next 24 hours.
They will be. It definitely will be. I'll get a ping any moment now. We need to talk about Sharon and the climax to like the big twist from night one. And
biggest waste of £500,000 I have ever seen.
I'm getting a little bit of ick about Sharon, but I'll come to that in a bit. But don't you think when they were coming into the little lair that it needed some X Factor Westlife background music or something?
Yeah, it needed.
It was giving judges houses.
Yeah, oh Fortuna. It did make me miss X Factor. Seeing them sat around that desk, and then the three of them coming in for that conversation, I just think it's what we're missing. And it's what we deserve. And I am very much looking forward to it. I don't know if we'll actually see this, but on the live stream last night, people saw some of the housemates speaking to Sharon and Louis about Dawn the Race Jockey and Rachel. Missed opportunity if that does not make the cut.
Okay. Who brought that up? I'm putting money on Bradley.
It's going to be Bradley. It's going to be David. They're going to be one of the two people that I have my eyes on for bringing that up.
Yes. But let's go back to Sharon because it's giving entitled. And I know like she's a special housemate, but having a separate bed, separate bedroom, she's walking around with her clutch bag. She's getting like a special role in tasks. I'm like, come on. It's giving entitlement. And I don't like this about Big Brother is a social experiment where everyone is on the same level. And I don't like this kind of, you know, hierarchy thing. And Sharon's like the best one. It's really starting to grate on me a little bit.
But I think because they only got her for 5 days, it's the only thing that they could have done. My thoughts on Sharon is it's a shame that it's clear that they could only have got her for 5 days. But I can't help but feel like 500K could have been spent on another two or three housemates of great quality. Like, you know, I'm thinking Gemma Collins style, you know, because I do think.
I mean, there was that rumor of Joey Essex. I reckon they had Joey Essex and was like, you know what? We're getting Sharon. We're going to have to slash the budget.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably what happens.
Is it all going to be worth it? Because I think what we're going to have here is, and I almost think her going in from the off is to the detriment of the series because it's all nicey-nicey. It's all nicey-nicey. Yeah. At the point that things are starting to get interesting and she could have been involved in some drama, she's going to have been yeeted out of that house. But I understand why.
You know what I would have actually preferred?
Attention. Go on.
I'll tell you who I would have preferred. Getting Kelly Osbourne in. Look, that would have ruffled some feathers.
Yeah.
I agree. Because I think the minute she leaves, everyone's only watching for like the Sharon and Louis moments, it seems, at the moment. Until we get some spice, I hate to say it, but what are we going to be doing on Saturday, Sunday? Do you know what I mean? Because I can't see anyone in that house arguing or ruffling feathers. I can't even see any like really close friendships bonding.
And that is also the problem with it being 2.5. We're at a point now where we're about a sixth of the way through the series.
The thing about these shows, like we've seen it with I'm a Celeb, like it's really, really good when there's like drama and fights. But we love it equally as more when everyone's really nice and having a good time.
Yeah.
But I don't see either or for this series at the moment. As soon as Sharon leaves, what's going
to
happen?
I'm taking it back full circle to my original point. I think it's because at the minute, we're trying to get out all these clips of celebs. You know, for example, Gary talking about Kate and the royal family. We've got Ekin-Su talking about Davide. We've got Fern and Gary talking about Philip Schofield. It's like this episode, they've just gone for broke and trying to get those headlines. And, you know, fair play. I think ITV are working on this to ensure that people come back and watch it for the rest of the series. So when that's out of the way, we've got a dramatic series to look forward to. I really hope that Sharon can ruffle some feathers. I mean, let's be honest.
We need a shopping task.
Yeah, we do. A shopping task. And we need Sharon to ruffle a few feathers.
She's in there now for, I mean, it's Wednesday now.
Mm-hmm.
She's in there for two more days. She goes on Friday. We need something, darling. I honestly, truly think a shopping task, like the Big Wigs one that we mentioned yesterday.
Yeah.
Something like that, where Sharon's in charge. A few people are like having gruel for breakfast. We need something, because Hallie, in the last series of Big Brother, she, like, her temperament flew because she wasn't eating enough.
Yeah, they need
and,
to
like,
be
they
pushed.
Got really angry, got really stressed. They need to be pushed. None of this champagne, none of this VIP party treatment on day two. Give it a rest, pack it in, Big Brother. Give them some gruel.
I think you've just hit the nail on the head in kind of what the problem of having Sharon is in there. You're anticipating her leaving. You know what's going to happen. The beauty of Big Brother should always be that we do not know what's coming next. Like, and the housemates don't know. We as an audience don't know. And it's unpredictable. We already know Sharon's going to leave. So we're already making predictions based on something we know concrete is going to happen. And there's going to be one or two things. Louis is either going to stay in there for a little bit longer, or he's going to decide, actually, I'm happy with 100K I've probably earned for this week. I'm now going to leave with Sharon Osbourne.
Do you think Louis is in there for, like, a specific reason, or do you think he was just bored and thought, might as well go in? Because it doesn't seem like, he's already said he's not going to write a book, so he's not in there for that reason. It doesn't seem like he's, like, looking for a job on X Factor or anything, because it doesn't exist. What's he in there for?
I think he has been hired on there. We need you to judge something with Sharon Osbourne and become a housemate. I think they've offered him a shitload of money, and it wouldn't surprise me if somewhere ITV have offered him a judging role on another show, or as part of a negotiation for another show. It's, you come on this for us to try and get some ratings, and we'll scratch your back. I think it's going to be like that. So watch this space. I think if there's something that comes of it, such as The Masked Singer, if Rita Ora all of a sudden doesn't return, you might have
good point, a
Louis Walsh.
You know what? He would be great on The Masked Singer, actually.
He's perfect for it. Like,
yeah, get Jonathan Ross
all
off.
I see when I see Louis Walsh, real name Michael Vincent Walsh, he's just a perfect judge. He sits there and he is an X Factor judge in every scenario that he's in. He was born to be on the X Factor. What was Simon thinking replacing with Brian Friedman?
I need to circle back to Louis's real name. You need to get your phone out now and Google Levi Root's real name.
Right, I'm going to do it.
Not Levi. Apparently, he was good friends with Bob Marley. Well, not good friends. He met Bob Marley once. I had a brief conversation with him. And Bob Marley said, don't call yourself Levi. Call yourself
Keith Valentine Graham.
Yeah, Keith.
Keith Valentine Graham. I am sure.
And Bob Marley said, call yourself Levi Roots. There you go. Fun fact. Not just a podcast, an education.
Right, so I'm going through all of them now. Firm Britain is actually Firm Britain.
Fair. I think everyone else is going to be the same name. Oh my God, talk about late in life. Did you see Ekin-Su's mom on night one?
No.
They need to make her a housemate ASAP. She was caw-caw. She was brilliant. She was brilliant.
Listen, I'm tired.
Right.
I'm so very tired.
It's going to be a long slog this next few weeks, Brett.
It is. To be honest...
I'll give you the night off on Saturday.
Yeah. I'm going to get an early night tonight, and I'm going to be ready to go again tomorrow. Very excited. Predictions for the next couple of episodes, then. How do we think it's going to play out?
I really hope to God there's a shopping task on tomorrow's night's episode. I think that's what we need now. I think we need to kind of split the housemates into getting treats, some middle ground, and some who are just having it rough. Start those arguments, start those little gossip sections, because that's how it happens. Split them up into threes, get little fractions going. Come on, BB producers, hire me. I'll give you some ideas for free. I will.
Give them the
just
money.
Invite me to the palooza.
Oh, amazing. Right, we'll see you tomorrow on our daily drop. Goodbye.
Fancy another pod with Bally Singh and Brett Harris. Megalia original podcast.
What would you wear to the palooza?
What would I wear to the ITV palooza?
What actually happens at the palooza? Because it just looks like it's a little bit of a party. There's no like performances or anything.
It looks as though they all seem to stay. It looks like it's in a theatre it takes place.
Yeah.
And that surprises and me because then it looks like a party. I'm like, what's going on?
I think
on
it's
here?
Just. I do think it is just like the ITV Christmas party with a few speeches from the high top execs.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, it's essentially a company meeting for the talent, isn't it? It's funny because we didn't get invited to that last summer. It just feels a little bit strange.
That summer? No, it's all happens just before Christmas.
Yeah, but they have a summer palooza as well. They do 2 a year, don't they?
Oh, no, they have a ITV summer party, don't they?
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking. What would you wear?
Fair enough. To the palooza. It's Christmassy, isn't it? So something glitzy, something glam.
Do you know what we wore for the Gadio Pride Awards? I think we should wear that again. I think that's quite a good
recycle
match.
Recycle it, yeah. Let's recycle it.
Giving Renaissance. It's giving Finaissance. That's the dress code of the ITV Palooza.
Yeah. Have you seen Sean Times' Twitter? They've gone full out. They've made a little icon and everything.
Right, Fern stop Cotton. This right
Fern,
now.
I can't call her Fern Cotton.
Enough. She's
Fern
not
Fern Britain on the horse.
Right.
You said it yesterday. Right, look, this little end segment is turning into the Bloody Right podcast. Let's go. Get in that edit suite.